Thank you, Mr. Chair, and allow me others to also thank Ambassador Karklins for being here and unfortunately leaving very quickly. But having said that, my delegation found the commentary exercise very useful for a number of reasons. First, it gave us a good idea of what we have agreed so far with the commonalities of with the guiding principles and how we see those and how we want to go further on that. Secondly, it also provided us with a good opportunity to internally within the Netherlands have a discussion amongst ourselves from how do we view these, where do we stand and where do we want to move forward. So in that sense, I think it's very useful as a stepping stone to move forward. At the same time, I would like to agree with the distinguished ambassador of Japan that indeed the commonalities identify basically give us an overview where we stand at this moment. And you could even argue that if you are a bit lazy, that this is a summary of our past 2.5 days, and you can send it to Capital and say, this is where we are. This is what our discussion has been so far. So I think it really much reflects where we are and where we need to work further. Then lastly, I want to touch upon the issue of definitions, and we had an intervention yesterday on that. And I do agree with a number of delegations who say that it might be a chicken or egg discussion. However, how we at this moment see emerging technologies in the area of laws is that it's a broad range of different techniques and technologies that could be incorporated with existing weapon systems, but also future weapon systems. So to narrow it down to one definition, it seems very, very problematic to us. And that's why we more argue for a bottom-up approach, that we first look from where are we concerned, what is the concern with using these technologies, how do we ensure compliance with the existing normative framework? And indeed, then moving forward, we might end up with a definition. I mean, we never excluded that, but to put it as a precondition to move forward would not be very useful. And it's perhaps also useful to recall that definitions tend to be the final round of a negotiation. So I fully agree there with my Pakistani colleague on that one, that this is not the time and place maybe to do it. And then even further down the line, there are certain arms control treaties that don't even have a definition of the weapon system that is central to the treaty. I mean, the NPT does not have a definition of a nuclear weapon. However, we all seem to more or less understand what the treaty is supposed to do. So I'll leave it there. Thank you, Mr. Chair.